Lucid Soul in the building.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm making it out here.
I hear that.
Okay.
That's what's up.
So glad you could make it.
I know. I'm excited.
Yes. Well, let's go ahead and get it going. So you guys, with Creep Podcast. We are a podcast. It's all about showcasing diverse talent and authentic experiences. Today, I have Lucid Soul. She is an Atlanta-based songwriter, artist, engineer, and founder and CEO of audio production company Soul Music Group, which is Syndicate Outfit Uplifting Lives Music Group, LLC. She has a bachelor's degree in audio production, is currently studying film and video. She's worked with a lot of big hitters, and I'm excited to talk to you. So I'm just going to name a few filmmakers, producers, and artists she's worked with, such as Terry Wilson.
Yes.
I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. Chazatier Martin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
French Spencer, Jonte Austin. Woo. Carl Hellebron, Angie Stone. Yes, Auntie Angie. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
And what is this? Quazillion. Oh, I've heard of that person's name. It's Honey Simone.
Yeah.
Phil. Oh, God, the list goes on.
Yes, I work with some amazing, amazing creatives within the industry, both music and film industry. So,
wow.
Yes, indeed.
And I see that you have some music that's appearing in like Amazon UK Hot 100. Tell us about that.
Wow. You know, I didn't found that information out maybe a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Just scrolling online and I Googled my name. And
okay.
The article actually popped up, and it's just amazing to me to have, you know, people, bloggers, you know, writing up on me about my music, and I didn't even know. So it's an honor to, you know, have people interested in you, listening to your work, and wanting to write about you. So I found that to be, that was a great honor for me. I haven't reached out to the blogger personally, but I do plan to do so. I do plan to do so.
Yes, that's dope. Definitely got to reach out and pay homage, because it's a changing game. We don't have a lot of the media today is these individual contributors, you know, these content creators. So it's so dope that they like see you and they're, you know, telling people about you. That's really dope.
Oh yes, oh yes, I appreciate it. It's love. It's a lot of love.
Yes. So like, tell us about living in Atlanta. You have in your South Carolina roots, and how, you know, what is it like growing up in a small town, molding you there, and then like you're like, hey, I'm gonna go on out to Atlanta. So tell us what that process has been like.
Wow. Growing up, I grew up in Winnsboro, South Carolina.
There,
as you said, which is a small town. But it's a small town filled with so many jewels, so many gems. And I believe, you know, I just grew up in a family that really, they believed in me. And, you know, just having that discipline growing up, and, wow, just, I don't know, when you don't have too many opportunities growing up in a small town, you know, you do tend to branch out and look for more opportunities for yourself. You know, I never thought that I would become the artist that I am today. Because, you know, when I was growing up, I wanted to be a doctor.
Wow.
That was my goal, to be a doctor.
Wow.
And although, you know, music has always been a part of me, I never really took it serious until I actually went into school, till I enrolled at the Art Institute of Atlanta. And that was after my military career. I spent 8 years in the U.S. Air Force. And really, the military was my way of getting out of that, of the small town.
Wow.
And, you know, just taking on that, that opportunity with the military, you know, I, wow, I've been through so much in the military, and it's definitely, built me up to be the woman that I am today. And, it's helped me to, become the woman that I am today. And after I got out of the military, I moved to Atlanta with my wife, and I started school at the Art Institute. And that's where I met, you know, a lot of my my great friends today. And they're not just my friends, they're family. So I just, being around like-minded people, and, you know, just being, working on your craft and your, you know, your skills, mastering it, it's really helped me become the artist that I am today. And I'm, Atlanta was, it's probably the best move that I've made since being out of the military. And like I said, I've met and become family with so many great, great creators within the industry. And wow, that's... I'm here today. It's coming from a small town. You really have to, you have to think big, you know, and you really have to go for what you want in life. And as long as you have the support system behind you, you know, like my family, they really supported my dreams and everything that I've wanted to do in my life. And as long as you have that support system, man, you go out and you do it. You know, you make things happen for yourself, and not only for myself, but I'm making things happen for my family, you know, because it's so much more bigger than me. So.
Yes. Yes. I love everything you said. You sound like a very driven and spirited person. You don't seem like you're just out here just for the fame, but you seem like you want to like take people with you, and there's some stories you have to tell.
Oh yes, oh yes. That's the most important thing is you know, creating the, paving the way, creating more opportunities, you know, and bringing people up with you. You know, it's so much more. Wow, I'm not gonna get too deep because I can get deep.
Uh-uh, baby, no.
But, you know, I've always been a helpful individual. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve a lot, but I'm just all about helping people. I'm all about helping others, you know, find their talents, find their gifts, and just giving back to the community, you know, however I can. And yeah, that's what it's all about. It's about giving back, you know. A lot of people in this industry can be selfish. But I feel in myself that I want to be the one to, and I know that I'm not the only one that's going to do this, but I want to be the one that really gives back and really help people. You know, it's definitely not about the fame. You know, it's, I've just been blessed, you know, with the gifts that God has given me, and I know my purpose with my music. So I just want to carry that out. I just want to do God's will through my gifts. And that's what it's all about for me.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And yeah, I wanted to ask you about, you know, your production company. I had no idea up until, you know, I was doing my research that you are the founder and CEO of an audio production company. And I just love this title, Syndicate Outfit Uplifting Lives Music Group, LLC. So tell us about how that kind of goes in alignment with your gifts and wanting to give back and, you know, live out God's purpose. Tell us more about that.
Oh, yeah. Syndicate Outfit Uplifting Lives Music Group. I came up with that while I was in the military, actually. And because I've been, you know, a part of an organization, which is the military, and being in the military, you know, it's a family thing, you know. So when we go to war together. You get what I'm saying? And when we do go to war, everybody has, everyone is equipped, you know, with the tools that they need to win war. And I took that and I named my company Syndicate Outfit Uplifting Lives, because I want, you know, my team to be, I want everyone on my team to be equipped with the tools to help, you know, get people to the next level in their career or whatever it is that they're doing. So when you do hear Soul Music Group, you know, it's not just me, it's myself, it's my team. And we're all equipped with the tools to help you make your mark within the industry. So that's what Syndicate Outfit Uplifting Lives is all about. We're an organization equipped with the tools to help you get to the next level in your life. And we're gonna uplift you in the process. So that's what Syndicate Outfit Uplifting Lives Music Group is. And we're an audio production company that works with the technical aspects of sound during the process of recording, editing, and mixing, in which I specialize in sound design, vocal recording, as well as post-production and location sound, which is on-set film. So yes, that's what Syndicate Outfit Uplifting Lives Music Group is.
Wow.
That's what we're all about.
Wow, I love it. So what year did you found this company?
Well, yes, I founded this company back in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've been operating for, 16, about 6 years now.
Wow.
Almost seven. And I'm definitely looking to bring more individuals on the team. Whoever is looking for opportunities within the music and film industry. If you're looking for that, let me know and I can definitely put you in the right space.
Wow. Okay. That is so great to know. I'm always plugging people in to different connections. So this is just amazing. And I definitely go out of my way to support women-owned businesses. I feel like the way we run businesses, we try to bring everybody together. We try to pull everybody up. We know what it's like to be slept on or to be excluded. So we're very inclusive and very intentional. So that is like really,
yes.
You know, so I'm definitely going to be telling more people about you. And of course, they hear about it on the podcast. So I'm really excited about that for you because... It's so important for us to have our own spaces, and you can make your own rules. You don't have to go by the rules.
Yes.
You know, so that's really dope. I'm really proud of you and happy to hear that you're doing these great big things.
Wow, I'm proud of you as well. Yes,
thank you
so much for having me on your platform. This is amazing. Like you said, you know, it's very rare that, you know, our Black women, we get the recognition, you know, for what we do.
Yeah.
And as long as we, you know, we just have to continue to stick together, continue to empower each other, encourage each other. And we're going to continue to do great things. So I'm proud of you too, sister.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you and all of your endeavors.
Thank you. I receive all of that. So, oh my
God. You're welcome.
Loving it. So, I got to say that I definitely have, like, mad respect for, and, like, I have a big pedestal I put people on who have the ability to write songs, perform, produce, and engineer. So, you're like, you do it all, you know? And I want to ask if you have, like, a preference for doing one over the other, or is it really not that simple to separate?
I don't know if it's simple to separate or I love to create. So if I
okay.
can write it, I'm gonna write. If I can sing it, I'm gonna sing it. If I can write and sing it, I'm gonna write and sing it. But I have no preference over it. It just comes to me. I'm going to, if If I love it, I'm going to sing it. If I love it, I'm going to write it. You know, it's no, I have no preference. I love to do both. They both, if I hear a beat, the lyrics come, you know, and that's, I guess that's just how I flow, how my brain operates. I'm not sure, but I have no specific preference, you know, which one. I love both. Singing and songwriting is what I do. It's what I love to do. It's my passion. I don't think I'll ever stop.
Yes, yes. I totally feel that. I think people might get asked the question a lot. There's a lot of people who wear many hats, like myself. I'm an artist myself, but I don't plan to do it professionally. I kind of do it when I feel like it. And some people ask.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, like I do it for my spirit. So I do it when I feel like it. But I don't mind playing the back. I don't mind being the one that's supporting the artist, rooting for the artist. And I don't mind being in the front. So I kind of just, you know, when I feel like it, whatever, and like you said, whenever it comes, sometimes you just get that inspiration and it just, you know?
Yes, yes. You know, in this industry, you have to play, you have to take on the role of different hats. You know, sometimes you have to be in the forefront. Sometimes you just have to sit in the back. And like you said, I do. Now, when it comes to that, I do prefer to be more behind the scenes. I'm a more behind the scenes type person. You know, I don't have to be out in the spotlight. You know, I know a lot of people ask me, you know, when it comes to my music, you know, like you said, I'm not really looking for the fame, you know, because I do music because that's my gift. That's what I love to do. You can, a major label can come to me today and, you know, ask me to sign a deal. Or, you know, I may refuse the deal, but if I do so, it's because that stuff doesn't really matter to me. I just want to wake up and, you know, have the freedom, the ability to indulge in my gifts, you know, to be in my element without conforming to anything. And that's the great thing about it, about being an artist, you know, an independent artist at that. You have the freedom to play whatever position it is that you want to play. And I'm enjoying my journey so far as an independent artist. It's rewarding. It's very rewarding. And some days you have your downfalls, you know, your bad days, but those good days always outweigh it, because you're always able to do what it is that you love to do. So, yeah, that's what it is with me when it comes to this music thing.
Okay, that's beautiful, and I was definitely going to ask you about that too. You know, I know everybody has these different goals and aspirations as an artist. Some people want to perform in front of, you know, a stadium of people. Some people prefer to be a little low key, and they love the process of creating or they're performing. And everybody defines success different. So, what does success as a independent artist look like for you?
Wow, the success is just having people listen. That's my success with my music. Just having people listen to my music and sharing it, you know, that means much to me. That means a lot to me. And no amount of money can, you know, trump that. That's priceless, you know. This is something that, music is a universal language, you know. As long as my people are able to comprehend, you know, the experience that I write out, because I do write from experience, as long as my people, my fans are able to and are capable of comprehending, that's all that matters to me. I don't care to be in the top 10, your top 3. I just want you to listen, you know, because we as creatives, some of us, you know, we want people to listen. We want to relate. We want to connect. You know, we want to figure out how we can help our people. And I think that's my main thing with music. I'm able to help people without actually physically helping them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes people just need for you to listen. And sometimes people just need advice without you telling them. You know, so music gives you that freedom, you know, and it gives you that freedom of expressing yourself without the disruption, whether, you know, we're loud or in silence. So as long as I'm connecting with the people, that means the world to me. I don't need nothing else. I don't need the money. I don't need all of that. The connection is what I need. You know, and that's what's going to help us. I think that's how we become better as a people, is that we can connect with each other.
Wow, that's beautiful. And that is definitely groundbreaking, because music is a very, very powerful medium. And I love connecting with artists. I love those, you know, talking to artists when they come off of a performance and just asking them what a song means. And I just love to hear their stories. And sometimes, you know, it is our therapy. You know, it is like you can hear a line that you relate with and you're like, wow, somebody feels the same way I feel. Because at the end of the day, we're here to connect. We're here to, I mean, everybody's in this, you know, I do everything by myself, you know. Mm-hmm. I couldn't body off, man, whatever. We was born to connect with each other. So
right.
I love that about music, and I love that about your mindset about it.
Yes, indeed. Like, I really want to connect with you. I want to cry with you. I want to laugh with you. You know, I want to hear, even if you're listening to my music and, you know, you have a question, you know, about the song, or if you didn't like the way, you know, that record was, or you didn't like what I was saying in that record, you know, that's where you come to me and you tell me what it is that you want to hear, you know? Explain to me, you know, or let me understand you and you can understand me. And, you know, now we can go back to the drawing board, we can recreate, or we can create another song, you know what I'm saying, to help you with your situation or to help you get through what it is that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, that's what it is all about, you know, connecting with my fans.
I love it. I love it. So tell me how you came up with your name, Lucid Soul. I'm starting to feel it, but I want to hear from you how you came up with your name and how that represents the music you make.
Wow. You know, I was sitting in class one day at the Art Institute, and I was with, I believe it was Dynasty there, my brother Dynasty, my sister, Sip, the artist Sip, and we were just coming up with names. And at first I was like, you know, I'm gonna just go with Shanisha, you know, my government name. But I was like, you know, I felt like Shanisha wasn't catchy enough.
Okay.
Shanisha didn't really define my music like it should, although it is me. But sometimes Shanisha can get a little deep and you're not able to understand her. But Lucid is, the word lucid means easy to understand. And I said to myself, well, I'm very particular with what I talk about, how I say things, and I'm very careful with that because I want people to understand me. So I said, I want to be someone that's easily understood, and Lucid fit me. And Soul is comes from the acronym of my music group. So I said, Lucid Soul goes real good because I'm easy to understand and I give soulful vibes.
Okay.
So that's how Lucid Soul came about.
Okay.
That's how Lucid Soul came about. And once I came up with the name, they were like, you know what? I like that. I like Lucid Soul. So yeah, that's how Lucid Soul came about. We were sitting at our institute in the studio and just coming up with different names, and Lucid Soul won.
Okay, I love that. And it gives me a poetic vibe. And when I hear your music, you have a very good lyrical ability to be able to put out words that rhyme and that, you know, things that have deeper meaning. So I really feel like it really fits. I really love it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I do. I want people to really, really understand, get an understanding of what's being said. You know, sometimes people can say things and you're like, what are you talking about? You know, and in my music, I don't want people to be confused. I want them to like really get what I'm saying. And I try to keep it as simple as possible. I'm a simple person. So I figure, you know, it's no need to get, you know, to be extra. And to you don't want it to be where people can't understand you or what you're saying, you know. So definitely want my people, my fans, to understand my music so that they can relate.
That makes sense. And let me ask you a question. Did you become a founder of Soul Music Group first, and then you became a performing artist, or did this kind of happen like simultaneously?
It happened simultaneously. my vocabulary is so terrible.
It's but, okay.
simultaneously, that's the word.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Yes, it came. I was in school, like I said, I was in school when I founded my label. And I was actually working on my first song. And my professor, Miss Estevez, and she's a heavy hitter in the industry as well. We were having a class and we were talking about starting our own businesses. And she said, you know, you should start your own LLC. And once I learned, you know, the business and, you know, how to form my own group, my own label, I learned, you know, that by owning my own company, you know, I own everything, you know what I'm saying? I own everything from my name to my music to everything that I do with my production company. And, once I started my label, that's when I started releasing my music under my label. So it all worked hand in hand for me. It definitely came about at the right time, because at that time I didn't have any music out. I was just a songwriter at that time, writing for other artists.
Okay.
And I was like, well, since I'm going to be releasing my own music, I'm going to take, you know, the advice and the knowledge that I've learned from my professors, and I'm gonna start my own label. And that's when Soul Music Group came about.
Okay, that's so awesome. So when did you really fall in love with music and decide, yeah, this is something that I just gotta do?
Wow. Music, I come from a Klein family. Every day it was singing. Every day it was music being played. Growing up in the church, singing on the choir. Music has always been my passion. And I've always wanted to be serious about it as a kid. You know, but being in a small town, growing up in a small town, you know, you don't have the outlets that most cities do, big cities do. And, but that didn't stop me from, you know, creating. I started writing my first song at the age of 7.
Wow.
You know, and I sung that. That was a song that me and my sister created together. Wow. So it was, once I wrote that first song and me and her actually performed it, you know, and it wasn't a big performance. It was just, you know, something to do around the house, and we would perform in front of our family, you know, and
yeah,
they loved it. You know, they were amazed at, you know, a 7-year-old, you know, writing lyrics, you know what I'm saying? And then have the ability to sing it, you know, and that was amazing for me. Just, I've always wanted to be a singer. I didn't really get to, you know, actually do it until I got in college, until I went to the Art Institute of Atlanta. That was 2015 was when my career really started for me as an artist.
Wow.
Yes indeed. Now, however, I did have the opportunity to record my first published song with my cousin Big Tank from Winsboro. He actually gave me my first studio opportunity, and I was on the album with writer's credit, and I was only 12, so
wow,
that was a big thing for me too. But and the album was actually sold in stores.
Wow.
But yeah, and I, like I said, you know, I've been wanting to do this for forever, and to finally be able to do that, make it my reality, you know, it's such a blessing. You know, I just say, never give up on your dreams. You know, go for what you know. Stay up. You know, just, wow. Stay on your journey, stay in your lane, you know, and go through the process. It's a process. You know, everybody thinks that your dreams happen overnight. And sometimes, you know, they can happen overnight. But in my case, it didn't, you know. But as I've, you know, continued to work on it through my years, you know, I've reaped my reward. I've received my reward, and I'm so grateful that I never gave up, you know, because I enjoy what I do. I enjoy creating, and I enjoy helping others. So, yeah, that's music. I've always wanted to be a singer, and I'm here today, my friend. I'm here.
We here, yes. I love it. I am loving it. Because
yes,
I love,
ma'am.
You know, there's a lot of stories of people who, you know, they knew they wanted to do something, but they, you know, they're, I think it comes with growth and maturity, where you really choose for yourself. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And
right.
So it sounds like, you know, after you left the military, you were able to, like, explore this side more.
Yes, you know, it takes money to make money.
Yes.
You know, and the military provided me with those tools, you know, and I just took advantage. I really took advantage of what, you know, the military gave me. And I used that to really get me to where I want to be, where I am today. And wow. My friend, it's a journey, I tell you that, and it is definitely a process. You know, when you're going after what you want in life, but like I say, you just have to stay the course. You know, you have to go through the process, because you grow, you know, through that process. And that's the best thing about the journey, is growth, is growing. So, yes, ma'am.
Yes, I love to hear it. So I would love to know how you balance being a founder of a production company, being an artist and being a wife, what does that look like for you?
Wow. To be honest, it's not stressful at all. I have a very, very supporting wife. You know, she is, when I tell you she's a ride or die, she is definitely a ride or die. She has helped me through some of my darkest moments, you know, when it came to my music and, you know, my company. But she also helped me get out of those dark moments. And we both share a passion for music, the entertainment business. So it's a win-win for us, you know, with all of this. Yes, of course, you know, we do come across, you know, a few,
hiccups.
Yeah, hiccups. But, you know, it's nothing better than having that spousal support. We both in what we do, and that's what makes it easy. That's what makes, you know, running a business, because she has her own business as well. It's called Beauty by Brick, LLC.
Beauty by Brick?
Yes. And okay. It's a line for hair products, for hair and hair products.
Okay.
And so, you know, with both of us, you know, toddling, but with both of us handling our business, you know, it doesn't seem to be so stressful for us, you know, because we both love what we do. You know, we help each other, and plus, you know, we definitely have a support system behind us, you know, helping us get things done. You know, I had to step in and I had to have management, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, I have my brother helping me manage. My brother 2-3, Jordan Miller, he's helping me manage, you know, my business, you know, helping me make the best decisions when it comes to, you know, my business. So, yeah, it's not stressful at all. It's actually rewarding for us. We wake up every day looking to seize the moment, looking to, you know, make our business better, helping make ourselves better. So we love it. We enjoy it. This is what we've been praying for.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't complain too much when God blesses you with, you know, with what it is that you ask for. So we take it in. We take one day at a time, and we're just grateful and thankful, you know, to God that we're able to take on these opportunities, to have something for ourselves, you know, and we're able to create opportunities for others. So there is no stress there, my friend. The only stress probably would be is that we can't reach enough people, you know, we can't help enough people. So that would probably be the most stressful out of it, is, you know, not being able to help, you know, as many as we want. So.
Okay. I love to hear that. I believe a key part of our talk is that support really, really matters. Like, you grew up with the family support.
Yes. And then,
it seems like you get out of the military, you have the support of the college you attended. And now it seems like you have a tribe of people that are supporting you, and your wife. And I think it's so important to have a partner that helps you with this, who has a passionate interest in the business. And it seems like it works, because y'all have your own business. So sometimes it's easy for people to have a partner in the business with them, and now they're like, they can't separate that. But because y'all got your own business, you're like, hey, I support you over here, but I got this to do for my own business. So I love to hear that. I love it.
Yes, it's nothing like that, man. My wife is my best friend.
Yes.
You know, we've been married for 8 years, going on 9.
Wow.
We've been together for maybe, I think, 13, 14 years. So it's been a great journey, a beautiful journey. And Wow, we have so much in store, and I can't wait for you guys to see what it is that we have coming. It's so beautiful, my friend. I'm so excited.
Yes. I love to hear it. I feel like, you know, these stories are important. It's so much negativity these days regarding love and relationships, and I get it. It's a lot for people, you know, but I believe that there is not enough shine on these positive aspects, like what you're able to accomplish when you have, you know, a beautiful union going on. So I love it. And I'm very much a lovey-dovey and I'm just all the way here for it.
That's what's up, friend. I love love, man. Love solves everything.
Ooh, yes.
Love solves everything. And I know sometimes love can hurt, but it solves so much. It solves everything. You know? If we could love a little more, the world would be such a better place. You know, it's just the lack of communication in the world. No one wants to communicate. No one wants to listen. And, you know, no one wants to listen anymore. Everybody just wants to be heard. You know, people just want to speak just to hear themselves speak. But I think when we as a people start to learn how to communicate, you know, the world will be such a better place, and you'll see nothing but love overflowing in your cups, you know?
Yes.
And that's the only thing that's going to drive out the hate. So, and you know, that was my whole point in creating therapy sessions, you know, to give more love, show love, you know, sending positive vibes, positive energy, you know, because that's what we need. You know, the frequencies, we have to have a balance of the frequency of the vibrations, you know. So
yeah,
the world has a lot, we have a lot of work to do.
We sure do. And I was definitely going to bring up your album, because this was definitely a great way to bring that in, to tie that in. Therapy sessions, let's get into it. Let's talk about the creative process and inspiration.
Yes, my friend. Therapy sessions, wow. It is very well overdue. But through the process of me creating therapy sessions, I've created this project over the years. So I want to say I started on this project back in 2020.
Okay.
And in 2017 I was supposed to release the EP, but I didn't. I just released singles instead. But through this process of therapy sessions, man, I've been through so much. Upon me, you know, starting this, I lost my uncle.
Oh.
Which, you know, he was a very, very, very great influence in my life. You know, definitely a father figure to me, because, you know, I lost my father back when I was a young girl. So, you know, just going through those different emotions, and through that process of therapy sessions, I lost my voice due to sinusitis, or I don't even know how you say it, sinusitis.
Yeah, wow.
Because I have bad allergies, and I lost my voice for a whole year.
Wow.
And I was unable to, you know, sing for that whole year, but it didn't keep me from writing, you know.
Okay, we're a fighter. We're going to fight.
Right. But once I got through those vocal, through that issue, you know, I started recording this project December of 2021. And I wrapped it up maybe a month or two before I released it. So I went through some things with this EP. But in the process, I was able to create with my really, really, really great friends. They're family to me. They're my sisters, my brothers. We have artists, Miss Honey Simone, Chazatier Martin, which she goes by Chazatier, it's her artist name, which she's a filmmaker.
Okay.
And she has some great projects getting ready to premiere soon, so you guys be on the lookout for that. But Quazaline, Sip, she's a writer on the project. Dynasty Digital, my brother, he's a producer of Satisfaction. Danny EB Tracks, Urban Nerd Beats, and Stick 'Em Up Kid Beats, who is the producer of Vibe. Vibe and Satisfaction are the oldest songs on the EP. Satisfaction was supposed to come out back in 2017, as well as the Vibe. But the Apology, Crave, the Interlude, Love Me, and That's On Me, as well as Room 211, that came about. I just wrote those songs this year, finished those up this year.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was just grateful that I was able to complete this project and, you know, create it with some of the dopest creatives within the industry. And with this project, you know, it's definitely a introduction to Lucid Soul, who I am as an artist, creative. And I just basically took my experiences as well as from others to create therapy sessions. You know, it's a message in each song. And though many people think it could definitely mean another, which is, you know, why I feel like that's the beauty of my music. You know, I give my fans the opportunity to expand their minds and make the song their own. It's definitely an experience of love, of self-love. I definitely went in giving this project all of me. And, you know, like I say, I want people to be able to connect, you know, and the EP starts with The Apology, which is a letter to myself, giving me permission to be me unapologetically.
Wow.
You know, being a Black woman, a gay Black woman at that, you know, it was a time that I was self-conscious about that, about my sexuality and who I am as a person. You know, but over the years and growing learning to love myself, you know, I came to find that, you know, my sexuality didn't make me, you know what I'm saying? It didn't define who I was as a person. And coming from where I'm from, you know, being gay was a, boy, that was like the worst thing.
Yes.
You know,
I know what you mean. Yes.
It's like the worst thing ever. But I just had to really dig deep, you know, within myself. And I felt I needed to let the world know my story and know who I am as an artist, you know. And like I say, you know, the EP starts off with The Apology. It's a letter to myself. You know, and letting you guys know, letting the world know that I'm confident in who I am and I'm not going to conform to, you know, how the world sees me or what the world wants me to be. You know, I'm going to be me, and I'm going to be me whether you like it or not.
Period.
And therapy sessions, it really gave me that freedom. And every song that I wrote, every song that I sang it with every inch of me, you know. And like, you can ask my mom and my wife, they would be in my sessions with me every day.
Wow.
And they'd be like, you know, Nisha, that sounds good. I'd be like, no, that's not, it doesn't sound good, so I'm going to go do it over, you know. and I put more feeling into it because, you know, I'm real serious about my words and what I say, you know. And wow, this EP really allowed me to be myself, and the feedback that I get from it, you know, a lot of people are like, oh wow, I didn't know this would come from you, Nisha. You know, people say Nisha, they don't say Lucy, they'll say Nisha if they know me personally. But I'm like, yes, this is, you know, this is me, this is who I am, you know. And I don't I don't regret it. I don't regret, you know, with my writings or my creations. I don't regret any of it. I'm thankful and I'm grateful that I'm able to tell my story, you know. Like with the apology, my niece, she didn't know that it was a letter to myself. And when I told her that, you know, it was just that it, you know, what it was and what the song meant, you know, she had a whole different, you know, perspective of my music, you know, and she started to listen more. So, another song, Crave. I know a lot of people may think Crave is about love, but Crave is about an addiction that I overcame.
Excuse me for a moment.
Yeah, no problem.
Child, these two little kids is at my door, my neighborhood. They want somebody to come out and play with them.
Ooh, you better go play with them kids.
So let me send my niece out here. They interrupt my podcast, but it's okay. We love the kids.
Right, we love the kids, but we love the kids. They are our future.
Yes, they are. I'm sorry. So you get back into Crave. Like, I love, that is definitely one of my favorites. I love, yes. Crave. I love all of them, but I really love Crave, Satisfaction, Interlude, and Room 211. But yes.
Wow. My friend, those are my favorites.
Really? Yes.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Those are actually my favorite songs. But Crave is, it talks about an addiction that I overcame. And it just really talks about how, you know, you have an urge for something, you know. Everybody, I believe everybody has an addiction, whether it's with, you know, love, or whatever it is, maybe drugs, love, however you want to call it. But in this case with Crave, I had an addiction with, you know, pills, with prescription. And
wow.
I was able to overcome that addiction by finding another crave, by finding something else to crave for. And that's where, you know, I got the support, more support from my wife, you know, and my family. And I started to, you know, crave on my wife a little more, you know. I started to crave my family more, you know, rather than crave a prescription, you know.
Wow. Oh, that's so very powerful. Very powerful.
Yes, indeed. And so now I don't crave the prescription. You know, I crave love from my wife. I crave love from my family.
Yeah.
You know, they are who I'm addicted to, you know. So Crave is definitely a therapy session. It's definitely a session, you know. If you're looking to, I wouldn't say Crave is definitely a song that you can listen to and you don't have to feel alone, you know. And if you just listen and follow through the rest of the EP, you know, you'll find different ways to get away from that addiction. You know what I'm saying? That negative addiction. So after that crave, we fall into a satisfaction, you know?
Oh, okay, secret. Okay.
So when you so since I done ditched that craving for the you know, prescription, you know, I became satisfied with love, you know, and my satisfaction, you know, is love. And I was able to create that with Sip, who is the writer on that record, and Miss Honey Simone. We brought that song to life. Like, that is my number one favorite song on the EP, Satisfaction. It just gave me that, a whole Janet Jackson vibe, you know, because I'm a very, very great, big, huge fan of Janet Jackson.
Oops, sorry about that.
So, yeah, Satisfaction. I reference Janet Jackson on Satisfaction. And the interlude is another one of my favorites. it's one of those inviting tracks, you know. I'm inviting you to step into my world a little bit, you know, on the sensual side. Giving you a little sneak peek of, you know, a little bit of my sex life.
Oh, it was steamy.
Oh, Rhea, we got a little steamy, didn't we?
Okay, I love it. I'm always here for a steamy song. I also love where you drop your project. Cancer season. It was the last day of cancer,
yes,
which happens to be my birthday.
Yes, ma'am. Happy belated birthday, my friend.
Thank you. I have a Leo sun, but I'm still, you know, I'm a last day Cancer. And Cancer is all about that nurturing, that sensuality. So, right. Like, I felt like that was a great project. And we definitely be in our feelings in July. A lot of intense feelings, you know, and everybody, you know, it's very sexy. So, like, everything about it was perfect for that. And Satisfaction was like, okay, yes, I got to add that to one of my nasty playlists, you know.
Look at you, friend. See, listen, you feel a loving, you have a loving sense from those vibes, you know?
Yes.
Definitely. Just puts you in a fun mood, especially Satisfaction. Satisfaction is definitely a very fun song. And then, what's the next? We have The Vibe. The Vibe, that's featuring Quazalon, my brother, my Quazi bear. Wow, his vocals are out of this world on this track. He's such a great, great artist, dope artist. Man, when I tell you this, if you can, whenever you have opportunity, go listen to Quazalon. His music is so beautiful. His vocals are silky smooth. It's just his aura, his vibe, his frequency is everything, and I had to have him on that record with me.
I definitely love the vibe of that track. That was definitely really dope.
Yes, indeed. It keeps you, you know, a little mellow, and keeps you thinking, you know, well, damn, what's next, you know? So after The Vibe, I threw in Room 211. Yeah, Room 211. That's one of my another one of my favorites. Room 211 actually talks about my sexuality. It talks about Room 211 was a point in my life where I wasn't as confident or bold as I am now. Being comfortable with, you know, being with the opposite sex or being with the same sex. And it was just a point where, you know, if I would see a beautiful woman somewhere, where I would fantasize about that woman, you know, or wish I could, you know, be myself, you know what I'm saying, in a sense.
Wow.
And Room 211 it brings out my confidence. You know, You think about the first verse, it says, I don't want nobody to know, and I don't want my feelings to show. You know, it just showed my my insecurities being a gay woman. But I built up that confidence, that self-esteem, you know, along the second verse, you know, because now, you know, I got a little bold and, you know, just being comfortable with myself and in approaching, you know, women, you know, back then when I was going through that that phase in my life.
But, wow.
Yeah, that's how Room 211 came about. And that just basically shows my my security in who I am, my confidence. And that leads us to That's On Me. Whereas, you know, I'm showing you my confidence, you know, talking to the ladies out there or whoever that could be interested, you know, letting you know that I'm confident on me and everything that I say or do, you know, is real, you know. So, and then you got Love Me. Love Me is another letter to myself. And through that project, I was able to, through all of those sessions, Love Me ended the sessions with, you know, accepting me for who I am, loving me, just basically self-care, you know? And that is therapy sessions, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
That is therapy sessions. Oh. I really, really had fun creating this project, working with the producers, the different artists, writers on this project. I'm just glad it's out now. I'm glad it's out. And I can't wait to perform and I can't wait to go on tour. We're working on that. I can't wait to shoot the video, music videos for the project. We're working on that. So I'm excited, my friend. I'm excited that I finally released this project. And, you know, now the world has an insight on who Lucid Soul is and what she's capable of, her potential, you know, and what more to expect from her. So this is me, my friend. Therapy Sessions is available now on all digital formats.
Yes, yes. I've been loving the project. And it, in this day and age, sometimes it's hard to sit with the project. Just having that time to sit down and consume, but I've definitely made time to do that. Because sometimes I like music in the background at all times.
Right, right. But
the difference between sitting with it, and when I sit with it, I'm just, you are very creative and intentional and your harmonies, everything just sounds good. It sounds like quality. And I'm really excited to see where this goes because I see so much for you and what can come of this project. One thing I told my friends I wanted to do with my artistry is because I do a lot of raw stuff, like a lot of raw content. I have some songs that I wouldn't want to put out, but I would love to perform it in a private session.
Right.
And be able to have conversations with people about it, about the parts they relate to. And I feel that you have that kind of artistry as well. Like you have your 211, which could be something of, you know, maybe there are some teenagers or young adults or, you know, even people your age who still questioning if it's okay to be themselves as a queer Black person, as a queer Black woman. And then you have the addiction song. Oh man, like it really can become, you know, a workshop type of format or a really intimate conversational setting and even turn it into a book or a film. And I'm pretty sure you're going that route because you're studying film right now and you're already.
Yes, ma'am.
I see so much from you.
Thank you, my friend. I truly appreciate you. You know, man, I'm just taking one day at a time. you know, still growing, my friend, still learning. I'm excited for what is to come with this project, and for me, you know, and for others, you know. So wow, I wish I could talk about the great things that are coming up, but I can't right now.
You gotta keep it to yourself.
I know I gotta keep it to myself for now, but we have some great things in store, my friend. Man, if they would call me right now and say, yo, you can tell all the news, but
yeah.
I wish I could say what we have going on, but my friend, it's something big, it's something major. And I believe this right here is gonna open up so many eyes. It's gonna make so many more people believe, you know, and not just believing in anything, but just believing in themselves, you know, that you can do any and everything that you put your mind to. You can have any and everything that your heart desires, as long as it's good. You know, you just continue to dream. Dream big. You know, if your dreams don't scare you, what are you dreaming for? What is your purpose in life if you don't fear anything? You know, you got to get it. You got to go after what you know. You know, and go get what is yours, you know?
Yes.
My grandmother always tell me, you know, my mom always tells me, you know, what God has for you is for you. And, you know, can't no man take it. So you don't have to rush your process. Mm. You know, you don't have to be in competition with anyone. You know, I think that's the big thing, you know, going on with, you know, the world today is competition, competing. You don't have to compete. You know, you've already been blessed with the gifts. You're already doing the work. You know, it's no need to compete. God, whatever God has planned for you is for you. And that's how I look at it. You know, I just continue to take one day at a time, you know, stay in my lane, help people, help others, you know, when and where and whenever I can. And, continue to do God's will, man. Love. That's what I want to do. And that's what I want my music to do. I want my music to promote love. I want my music to continue to produce love.
Yes, it's needed. You know?
Yes, indeed. We're going to continue to make these changes, my friend. We're going to continue to make the world a better place.
Yes. Ooh, honey. Lucid, Shanisha, honey, I can talk all day. But you know,
my friend, I know. See, we need to have us another little segment where we can just sit, chit, and chat, you know, offline. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. And we will definitely be doing that. I love having this conversation with you. You know, my interviews, I don't even like to call them interviews no more. We really have conversations.
Right.
So, I'm so grateful for this space to be able to have this with you, to see your heart is beautiful. Everything you're doing is beautiful. So I'm going to close on out and say, is there anything else you want to add in closing?
Oh, yeah, my friend. Definitely check out Therapy Sessions. It's available on all digital formats. Also, be on the lookout for my new artist signed to my label. His name is Zeno Ford, and he's from my hometown, Winnsboro, South Carolina.
Okay.
And, this young man is, wow, he's incredible. He's an honor student, athlete. He's definitely, he's a dope MC. He's a conscious lyricist, so... and he's only 15, y'all, so...
Oh, we love
him.
Music.
Yes, he has some great music on the way. I can't wait for you guys to check him out. But in the meantime, you can check him out on the football field Friday nights.
Okay.
Yes, be on the lookout for that. And like I said, we have some great news on the film side coming up. So definitely be definitely stay tuned for that. So my friend, I truly, truly, truly appreciate you for allowing me this opportunity to just come on and talk with you on your platform. I'm proud of you. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Everything. I can't wait to sit down with you, talk with you offline. Just to be in the same space, my friend. Yes. I'm excited. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I hope you have a beautiful Sunday and good rest of your week. And congratulations on everything.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. So many blessings to you.
Yes, yes.
I'm definitely going to leave you my phone number. I'm going to send that to you so we can connect.
Absolutely. I was thinking the same thing.
You already know it, my friend. Wow.
Well, all righty, sis. You take care.
You too, my friend. Y'all be safe out there now. And all go play with them kids.
Yes, I'm about to go out there. Kids won't.
Because you know we love the kids.
We do. They just take it to my door. They wouldn't go stop us.
All right, my friend. I'm going to be sending you my my phone number shortly. Like right after we get off.
All right. Peace and blessings, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Vibing with Cree podcast. Y'all make sure to check out Lucid Soul Therapy Sessions. And keep paying attention to us.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Blessings.